I feel like...
Oh, for Indiana?
Listen, this is setting the bar story for Indiana.
It's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without going around taking out your aggressions on mailboxes, then you're doing okay.
Classic.
Yeah, classic. Classic from like the movies, like old movie, right? You'd see these teenagers going around with baseball bats hitting mailboxes. Now, listen, Brandon was just a guy in Indiana in a car, right? And he was driving around hitting over 15 mailboxes.
Oh, dang it.
Hitting trash cans, damaging homes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And then led police on a 20-minute chase.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Finally got stopped when police just boxed him in. But here's Barbara. she was
Barbara, pretty mad.
Well, Barbara had her mailbox victimized. And yeah. The chief kind of talking about this.
Not only my mailbox, but some decor I had out front.
Not the decor.
And now I have to get somebody to come fix it for me.
Oh, well, no. Yes. Oh,
it
no.
Looks like she's going to be able to fix it.
Yeah,
herself,
Barbara,
yeah.
Barbara shouldn't have to fix it herself.
Nope.
And in getting him out of the vehicle, an officer and a deputy both sustained cuts to their hands. Mm. They're okay. I mean, they didn't require stitches or anything like that. Like I said, they took the call seriously, got in the area quickly, you know, and safely pursued the suspect.
Yeah. So Brandon, he had a little joyride. You know, no word on what caused this rampage against mailboxes and trash cans.
He looks like he should know better. Like, what are we mad about? What are we mad about that we decided to go do all that?
Maybe it was love gone wrong.
Or he's mad at the HOA.
Oh, the HOA.
Could be.
So he's
maybe
taking
they,
it out on...
they have very strict standards for mailboxes. And they're like, maybe. You know what? I'm going to show you.
You know what? I'm going to hit them all.
I have different standards for mailboxes.
All right. So again, Hoosiers, congrats. You've made the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking your aggressions out on mailboxes, trash cans, and homes, then you're doing okay.
Does he live in the neighborhood? That would be like a key point, I think, maybe.
Yep.
If he lives in the neighborhood, could be HOA.